Okay, today's daf is chaftet. And last year we ended with Rav Yochanan Tarveyum Amrim v'hu shilva be'edim aval imu val shelo be'edim. The situation is different, so I'll just fill in a bit of gaps. What's who? Because we just had Shabbos yesterday, the Rav Chazara. We're talking about the case of Shvuot Daim Odeh Be'Miktzah. What the Miktzah is, he claims he owe me 100, the person only emits partially, instead of 50, he has to make a Shvuah. So now what we're saying with Rav and Yochanan Tarveyum Amrim, both say that's only if the original loan was Be'edim. Aval im hilvav shelo be'edim, if it wasn't done in front of witnesses, then Yachil Meimar, he can say to him, Hilvitani, you loaned me, but natati la mechetza. Now, why is that? That is because, if you remember, we said, according to Bnei Moshe, mitoch she'achol lichvor bakol. Since the loan wasn't done in front of witnesses, he can simply deny the entire thing. And therefore, since he can deny the entire thing, and he didn't, he admitted partially, therefore he's trusted with a partial admission. However, Amar Rav Yudin says absolutely not. Ein omrim b'mamon ma'achar. The ma'achar is what we'd say in Bavli learning amigo. Or another, like when you're learning Bavli, you call amigo. In other words, you don't, you know, when it comes to mamon, you don't say, since he has a better claim, we treat him, we trust him with a lower level claim he had. Now, why is that? I'll just read you now the Pnei Moshe. It says, V'tmiyak lo bar d'neima ma'achar she'ilu haya rotzeh omer lo haya dvarim me'olam ne'emanim lo b'ma she'omer ha'le b'tim v'antem v'cham ha'lo amrinon b'mamon migo. So I just, sorry, this is important part. The time of the reason is d'migo da'aza ha'avi. Meaning, why is he partially admitting she'ein adam me'iz bifnei ba'al chov? Because someone did you a favor and he lent you money. You're not going to be so brazen to say in his face that the loan never happened. Hilkach, therefore, afilu hilva'u be'edim, therefore, even if it wasn't be'edim, he'd feel compelled to at least modem miktzat. In other words, the general understanding, if you remember, based on the Bavli, is he wouldn't be brazen enough to deny the whole thing. Therefore, he does a partial admission with understanding that when he gets the rest of the money, he'll end up paying the rest of it off. But he's not, it wouldn't be me'iz. He's not going to be brazen enough to deny a whole amount. So therefore, you don't have amigo. In other words, the amigo is not at his disposal because he would never deny the full amount. Okay? So that's what he's saying. The situation, ein omrim migo or in omrim ma'achar when it comes to mamon. Now, it's machal, as we just explained. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, well, this is the way he says B'tmiya, that's by Rabbi Meir, and I've already explained it. Now the Gemara says Manida Pligi b'Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to cholek on Rabbi Yochanan. So let's break it up. It says it's really the Mishnah that we've just learned, even though we're quoting a bit of the next Mishnah. Maneli biadcha. If he says, you know, Maneli biadcha, and he does so in front of witnesses, you have some money of mine. So even if it wasn't done in front of Edim, now he's admitting to the fact that he had lent money in front of other witnesses. He says, hen, and therefore it's like a havah be'edim. The next day, Amar lo, he said to him, now give it to me. And he says, natati lecha, I've given it to you, the whole amount. We say, patur. Ein lecha biadi, if he says, he denies the whole thing, ein lecha biadi, then in that situation, we say, chayav. Okay? Because he's already been in front of Edim. But the big kasha is actually from our Mishnah. If you say our Mishnah is talking about the fact when it's modern mitzvah that it's in front of Edim, then how can the Mishnah say if he says maneli biyadcha and he says ein lecha biyadi and he says you don't have anything in you don't have ein lecha biyadi, I don't have anything of yours, which is equivalent to saying the loan never happened. How can you say that's patur? We just as if it's in front of Edim. If the loan's in front of Edim. And he says, and we're just proven here, even if the admission was in front of Edim and then later denies the fact that it was a loan at all, then he's not believed. So therefore, how can you say in our Mishnah that it's talking about in front of Edim? Because one of the cases in the Mishnah is when he says, you owe me money, and he denies it completely. If it's in front of Edim, you expect the next words to be, Chayiv, he has to pay. But now the Mishnah says, Patur. So our Mishnah must be then referring to a case that wasn't in front of Edim. And nonetheless, the din of modem mixat still applies, which is exactly like Reb Yirmiyah said. Reb Yudan said, sorry, that it's you wouldn't say migo in this situation, because migo da hazaz, as we just explained. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Now, Asi Amar Hamal v'lechavra be'edim. If someone lends money with witnesses, lo yifra'enu ela be'edim. You should only pay him in front of Edim. Now, what that means is, as follows. So Amrabah bin, Milta Ra'asi, what Ra'asi is saying to you here is not that it is a good advice, that if he doesn't provide it in front of Eidim, meaning pay back in Eidim, he can be chayiv 100% to pay it back again. If something happens, the person denies it. So it's not just good advice to do it in front of Eidim. If the malva is Eidim, he has to do it in front of Eidim, because if he doesn't in front of Eidim, the lover, so the malva can say, give me my money, right? So Mara says, well, that's not true, because Mita Pligi love it, because we've got the Mishnah's Chodak on him. It says, Manele biadcha. Again, this is again from the next Mishnah. It says, you've got 100, you owe me 100. Amale, he said, yes, that's true. We explained that if he admits, this context is here, like with the Pnei Moshe explained above, he admits in front of Eidim, that's like a malve ba'eidim, it's like being loaned in front of Eidim. And Amar lo, and he says, and it comes later, says, give it to me, and he says, Natati lecha, I've given it to you. Mashmeh, it wasn't done in front of Eidim, because it's disputable, nonetheless, we say patur. However, if he says, Ein lecha biadi, if he says, completely denies all situations, since we clearly know he admit in front of Eidim, then it'd be chayiv. But the point that we're trying to prove is, it doesn't seem to be that he has to pay it back in front of Eidim, even if the malva, the halva'ah was done in front of Eidim, because if he says, if he follows it saying, I gave you the money, clearly that was in front of Eidim, he'd be patur. Okay, that's why he seems to disagree with us. Let's continue. Next Mishnah, Manali, he says you owe me a certain amount of money, right? Mane. And Amar Lo, he says, yes, a machar. This is we've quoted the story twice just above, so we'll just go through it briefly. It says, on a machar, he says, Amar, give it to me. And he says, I've given it to you, natati lecha. And he says, patur is patur. If he says, en lecha biadi, which is equivalent to saying it never happened, then we say he is chayav. In other words, en lecha biadi doesn't mean I've already paid it to you, it means it was never a loan. Now, Manel, which is other mafarshim were medayik, more of that, or involved that deal, if you like, in the previous sugya, which we didn't really involve, but let's just continue. That's true. Now, if he says, okay, when you pay it back, I want the payment to only be done in front of Eidim. He said to, okay, give it to me, to Neoli. I gave it to you. He's chayev, why? Because the malva says, I only want you to pay in front of me, back in front of Eidim, and he didn't do so, therefore that condition wasn't met, and he can claim that and then we have his more like the malva's more secure to say, you meant to be giving in front of Eidim and you didn't do so, so I want my money. Okay. Well, it didn't happen really. Now let's continue. Manali biadcha. So Amar Rabun, Derech ben Adam la'avot lechavreim shelo ba'edim v'latov o ba'edim. This is an interesting point. Now, he's trying to say here, I'll show the Pnei Moshe, it's klomar. In other words, this with the assumption we've been running through with this mission that we've been quoting a number of times already in this shiur, is that the claim was done in front of Eidim. He claimed the money back from Eidim, with Eidim, right? The Alpha Pisha Betchila, even though in the beginning, the original loan wasn't done in front of Eidim. He'eminu, we trust him. V'yuval shlo Eidim. It's okay to explain the mission this way. Sometimes people were very happy to lend out money, but when he starts conversing with the money back, they want to do it in front of Eidim. That's not a contradiction. That's not, it's derech ben adam lasot v'rimkelu. It's a way of people to do such a thing, and therefore, and that's how you can explain the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara continues, Manel and Amar Lohin, that's true, on the elo b'fnei ploni ploni, I want you to give it to in front, back back to me, not just in front of Eidim, I want you to give it in front of so and so and so and so who will be my Eidim. The Machar the next day, Amar Lo, give it to me, and he says, Natati lecha, I've given it to you. Well, Chayev, why? Because it's done in front of Eidim. Now the Gemara says, Hagabat, what if he says I gave it to in front of other witnesses? What would you say then? So Tani bar Kafra, b'ma'amad, ploni b'ploni. So just to explain this, it says Dachi Kamar, no. Ma'amad, it's not just in front of the fact that he gave in front of Eidim is not sufficient, because we're talking about a situation where he said, I'll read the whole thing from the Moshe. In other words, why shouldn't it be believed? So Tani Bar Kafra says, no, Dachi Kamar, Ma'amad, ploni b'ploni, I want to be in front of these witnesses specifically. Shem Yerush Paratani. So I sort of got ahead of myself in this, especially the Gemara, based on basically what I just read now. So the Gemara says, now Zagabatzmacha, this is a question of the Gemara. If he says, I want you to pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon, Would we now, and he says, I pay you back in front of other witnesses? Is that going to be sufficient? The Gemara now says, Rav says, Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna, Rav Ada bar Ahava says, B'shem Rav. Maase ba lifnei Rebbe va'amar, and he says in that situation, Yavo ploni o ploni. Since it was Madaik, who the witnesses must be, like who the witnesses should be that will witness repayment of the loan, it must only be in front of them. And if it wasn't in front of them, then he can sort of say, you've got to give me money because there was a certain kabbalah there that these are the trustworthy witnesses that I want. Okay, next case. Now, this is a fascinating case. We know that how can someone prove the ownership of a particular land? Either they have a shtar or witnesses to the other form of kinyanim he did. Now, but after 3 years, we know, we've learned this before, you have what's called a chazakah. And what that means is after 3 years, a person isn't necessarily required to still continue shomer to guard his shtarot. And the fact that it's been there with the claim that he purchased it and witnessed using that land for 3 years, that's enough of a proof to show that he has ownership of the land. He doesn't need to bring a shtar. We know that back in Cheskas Pat. Now, what happens if the person has both the shtar and the Eidei Chazaka? So Rebbe says, Yadun b'shtar. We assess it based on the shtar. Now, the Havamina is that he must bring the shtar and we must certify based on the shtar. And if we can't qualify the shtar, we completely disregard the chazaka. That's our minute at this stage. The Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, after chazaka. So, in other words, even after the shtar, we can't, for example, find the witnesses to certify it. It's okay, we can lean on the chazaka alone. Okay, that's the Havamin at this stage. Rabbi Zira says, B'shem Rav Yirmiyah, Ma Sebadik Ne Rabbi Yehuda V'horek Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. Now, interesting here is Rebbe Zishida says, it seemed to be Davke Shtar, the way we learned. And as Rabban Gamliel says, you could even do chazaka, and the case became before Rebbe, effectively, Rebbe Yehuda says he passed in like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe Yirmiyah Baya Kamei Rebbe Zeira. Ma Machliv Shed the Rebbe switches position. Taman, who Yadun B'Shtar, it seemed to be that he said Dav G'Shtar, and here, Bechor, we got he passed getting like you need a Chazaka, like sorry, he could rely, it seems to be also on a Chazaka, or a Shimon Ben Gamliel, like Ishita. So the Gemara says, no, Neima Adcha Dolo Yachsavoy. The simple way of explaining it is what the Maisa was prior to Rebbe switching his positions. In other words, initially, he thought, like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, that even if the person brings a Shtar, since he's got a chazaka, we don't worry about the shtar, we can rely on the chazaka. However, and what we brought the machloket, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that is after he was chozer. In other words, took the more strict opinion. However, the Gemara says, no. Afilu teima mede chazarbe. You can even say this is the point where he's been cholek. However, lo bikish Rebbe el lamod al nitata shaladrim. In other words, we've misunderstood the position of Rebbe in this whole sugya. So I'll just show you, we'll read this now according to the Pnei Moshe. He says as follows. He says, Lohi, no. Dafilu teme de chazar be lo im lo evi a shtar yafsid, and without the shtar he'll be mafsid. Ela af rebi lo bikesh ba, baha, sorry, de ka'amar yadum b'shtar. His whole requirement of seeing the shtar, ela kidei levarer v'lamod ala mitan shel dvarim. That's simply to clarify the matter, to find out the truth. Shema im yavo shtar lefaninu, because it might be possible that if they bring the shtar, yimtze mezuyaf, will be so clear that it was forged, the yikotzebo or any other sort of issue that would invalidate the shtar, and then it would undermine it, the chazaka. However, the bichiyah vaday lo tihani lichazaka, because if the chazaka is based on an original shtar that was considered forged or pasul for whatever reason, then clearly it would undermine the chazaka. So what then is a machloket? The contrary of Shimon Gamliel, doesn't matter. You can put the shtar aside. You got the chazaka. We can continue. Ulavi shtar. In other words, you don't need to rechlevarad v'rav klav ulavi shtar who il v'yesh lo b'aydei chazaka. He's got the chazaka. The Rebbe savar afal pichen no. Came and Amar Yeshli b'shtar since he has also have a shtar. Tzarich lavi, then bring it along. Im yesh lo shtar. Because then it gives us more details, it can shed more light on the case. And if we find some detail within that shtar that shows that the whole thing's false, then we can undermine him in the chazakah. So therefore, but it's not that it is ma'akev. But rather, aval im lo matzah shtar or shulo matzah einim lakaimo, or if the shtar looks, or if he can't bring the shtar, or if he can bring the shtar, but we can't find the einim to makaim the shtar, but it doesn't look mazuyaf, it looks all intact, we just can't find the einim to makaim it, then baha'af revi mo'adid, that it's not akev, and you can simply rest on the edei chazaka. Umaisa, and the incident where Rebbe was paskened effectively like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was a maisa ki agavna, where he brought the shtar and the shtar you couldn't mekayim it. They couldn't find the eidim to mekayim the shtar, the chatimot. And it's or lefichach or a Rebbe diadun bechazaka. That's why I said okay, fine, we can run the chazaka. So again, in the case of a chazaka and a shtar, according to Rabban Gamliel, just rely on the chazaka, don't get busy with shtarot. According to Rebbe, oh, we have a shtar, so let's dig into the case, clarify things as much as possible. If we can find some reason why it's mezuyaf, then we'll undermine the whole case. But if you can't dig any further with a shtar, no, okay, it's not, you couldn't make the shtar, fine, don't worry, we've still got the chazaka want to rely on. Okay, let's continue. Hamachzik machmat ono. Now, this is a fascinating case. This next case, machzik read the says, Shato'en sheyesh lo shtar shemachra lo. A person says, I bought this shtar of somebody else. But in tzar shtar pasul, and the shtar is pasul, the question is, but he's machzik based on it. So what do we do? I mean, in tzar psula, the first understanding is it's not a chazaka. Ain't no chazaka. However, the other understanding is, because again, the chazaka is based on a shtar that's pasul. However, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, it's actually b'machloket, the same type of thing. In other words, since Rabban Gamliel says you don't need, he's had a chazaka for 3 years, he doesn't need to rely, you don't need to even verify, you don't need to look at the shtar whatsoever. So, however, the Gemara now says, "Rav Shmuel bar Amar Reb Zira Reb Yaakov bar Acha says b'shem Reb Avina divrei hakol hi." Okay, let's continue, and it says Amar Reb Yasi Taman. But why is it divrei hakol? Because Taman beba b'shtar b'chazaka v'hacha beba b'shtar. Now, this is an interesting case. Why is it divrei hakol? So, Reb Yossi explains that it says to Taman plukteya. When's machloket? Regarding if you just look at, you ignore the shtar, or you actually, we look at the shtar to shed light on the case, but in Rebbe again and Rabban Shimon and Gamliel, that's where he brought both the Eidei Chazaka and the shtar. Aval hacha bebraita mayu shelo ta'an betchila ele sheyesh lo shtar. Here we're talking about a case where the person just said, it's my land, I've got a shtar. Ela achar kach dinimtza psula, but however, once it was found, this shtar that he purchased was pasul. Then he was to'en sheyesh lo eidei chazaka. And then he comes along and says, actually, I've also got a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years. Hilkach af Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel modeh ba'deinu chazaka. And then in that situation, then Rabbi Shimon would agree. Since you've already started with a shtar and found the shtar to be pasul, even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in that case would say, we're not interested in the eidei chazaka. When does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel say we can rely on the chazaka with a shtar? That's when he comes to baiting with both pieces of evidence. Then we say, okay, let's look at the chazaka. That's enough for us. We don't even borrow with the shtar. Yafeh. Now, however, Amrav Yudin Taman, he says, I'll give you another reason why it's Divrei HaKol, say in that situation that again, machzik machmat or no, that it's psula. Sorry, nitzav psula the eno chazaka. He says a different case altogether. That's baba b'shtei kitei edim and hacha b'kofer barayotav. So hacha b'freyotav. I'll just read it again. Kulamar aval hacha. In other words, in the first case is where he comes with proper eidei shtar and eidei chazaka. Everything's all intact. Hacha b'kofer barayotav means kulamar aval hacha mayu shuatz mohirak kofer barayotavu, which means kulamar shishtar raya shelo shekeru. His shtar was a sheker. For gon she ad should probably lo shalmu lo shnei chazaka. Baba amar yesh li shtar. In other words, this could be in the second and a half year or second year. He says, I have a shtar mechira, miploni, ala sadeh. Or bait she'ani machzik bo, that it's mine. V'huvra hadavar, and it became clear that the shtar of pasul haya lo. Af al piken, she'achar kach shalmul, and then after, v'yiz v'chazaka v'nishlam. And he's still in that house. Then, einu chazaka, everyone agreed, dekevan de mahadar aziyufa, in other words, when do we say in a situation where he seems to have a shtar that ends up being mezuyaf at the end and a chazaka that it's everyone agrees it's no good?
That is when, before he was able to have the Shnei Chazakah, the Shtar was shown to Mimizuyaf. Same, let's say, in year number two or within the year number three. And then he continued to be machzik based on the fact that it was mezuyaf. That's when we say the whole thing falls apart. Okay, let's continue. Next case. Rav Marinus, Havi Arev Lekalte. Well, Kalate, with his color, meaning Haya Arev, Laba. He was an Arev for someone who borrowed money, Mimena, from his color, from his daughter-in-law. There was a whole deliberation in the Beitin, and the case was being disputed. What the Gerus we have in front of us is Avi Bar Kafra, I mean the father of Bar Kafra. It could be U Bar Kafra, different Geruses. The Rabbi Hoshaya. Once he admitted to the fact in front of Beitin that he was indeed the Arev and was chayv to pay, then after he said, I paid. Okay? So, Shalun, the question is, Amalei, Shalun the Rebbe Chiya Ruba. However, Shal Rebbe Chiya, the Rebbe. This question was, if you like, accelerated, because it's not like the normal case where he says, yes, I owed you money, and then later said, I paid, and we said, believe him. Here, he was almost compelled to admit he was an Arev, and meaning baked in, said, okay, now you pay, and then he followed up with saying, I paid. What's the din? So Amar Lehi said to him, Mitchai bebeitin lo kol hemen. If someone's for his position is forced, meaning you mechuyev to pay, and then he says he already paid, then we say is not believed. My lo kol hemeno, meaning Rabbi Abba says b'shem Rabbi im atzmo, if he's paying on his own accord, lomar natati, you can say I believe, he believes I paid. V'im, if however it was again mipiachirim, meaning he was compelled, he didn't want to admit until Beit Din forced his position and said we've discovered you mechuyev to pay, then we say lo kol hemeno, then we'd say that he's not believed to say that he has paid. Okay, in Rabun Bar Kahana Amar, Af B'Shvuot, can even in Shvuot the same thing. What do you mean? Mau Af B'Shvuot? So Rabbah says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Im Atzmo Nishpa Ne'emanu Nishpati. If the person voluntarily himself said, made a Shvuah, and he's believed to say, I made a Shvuah. However, if he's compelled by Beitin to do so, Im Pi Acherim, once again, Lo Kol Hemeno, meaning you have to bring a proof that he actually made a Shvuah, otherwise, no, make a Shvuah. Next case. This is now Halacha Gimel. Litra Tzahav Li Biadcha. If he says he has this sort of litra zahav is a volume of a weight, I should say, of gold, and he says ein labachad biyadi, you have, I don't have that, ela litra kesef, but what I do have is that same weight you're demanding of me in silver. That's not moda b'miktza. Why? Because despite the fact value-wise it's miktzata ta'ana, it's not the same min ta'ana, meaning it's like ta'ano chitim or davar se'orim. Now, there's modem and mikzah, that's to be the same min ta'ana as we've explained, the same, at least the same type. It's a partial admission of what's being claimed against him, ki was there, as we said, as opposed to if he's admitting something completely unrelated. Even though, again, it's monetary value and it's a precious metal, it doesn't make a difference. However, dina zahav libiadcha, if he says and gives a denomination, a gold coin, and he says, ela dina kesef, it's a silver coin, trisir, pundion, prutza, or any other type of coin, he's chayev. Why? Because we don't say the different coins are different minim altogether. We say hakol min mapeyachad, they're all considered, if you like, money, and therefore it's considered a partial emission. You have to make a modi b'miktzah, as we said, shvuatayin. Let's continue. Litra zahav shesh. Now for this piece, from here all the way to the end of the end of the daf, the kormanei, so mitzvah, Pnei Moshe says the whole girsa here is wrong, and he, and also going into tomorrow's daf, which we'll see as well, he also rearranges that. But therefore, he changes the girsa based on the Tosefta. So if you have a look, there's a very long piece of Pnei Moshe, and I'll kind of explain it without reading the whole thing as we go along. So he says, it's Tosefta beperek hei b'maaser sheni. If you've got the Pnei Moshe, this is the first one in the Gemara. So we're going to change, effectively, what we're reading is the Tosefta is going to change this whole girsa to the end of the daf. It says, V'chein yishnu yasham, kesef maaser sheni yesh li b'toch habayit. I've got maaser sheni money in my house. Halach, and he went to matzav, shayim, sham shnayim, shlosh rakisim, all the different pockets of money around the place. The question is,
Which is the Maaseh Sheni ones? The first understanding, Agadol Maaseh Sheni v'shnai k'tatim chulim. Okay, the first pshat is, the first case is, we assume the bigger one is Maaseh Sheni. What happens if he says, Shmona shel zahav, eight of gold I have, yeshli bekis, v'alach u'matzah, and he goes and finds Shmona dinarei zahav, gold coins? Well, that's harei elu sheni. Now, why is that? That is because, he explains later on, the current ish zahav, dinarei zahav, zahav tam, stam. In other words, that is because, even though these are dinarei zahav, these special gold coins, people would refer to gold coins as being gold. I've got, yeah, full of gold. So therefore, if he finds a dinarei zahav, it's understood as, oh, this is what he meant by shmone zahav. Because shmone could be eight, gold could be anything. It could be eight grams of gold, it could be 8 carats of gold, it could be, not carats of gold, it could be, I don't know, pieces of ingots, ingots are called, ingots or something, pieces, it could be anything. But we're saying, no, since people refer to gold coins as zahav, therefore, that's what it's referring to. That's case number one, there are four cases. Let's continue. If he says, shmona dinarei zahav, yeshli bakis, if I've got 8 gold coins, v'halach, and he goes, umatza shmona shel zahav, harei l'chulin. Now, shmona shel zahav now is because people don't refer to gold, actual pieces of gold, rather as being gold dinarei zahav, and therefore what he found, even after the only bag there, we say nitchalef, it's been switched, and therefore it is considered chulin. Case number three is shmona shel zahav yesh bekis. One second, same case where he says just the term gold. V'lachem achamishim sela umatayim zuz. Umatayim zuz o chamishim sela, v'char kach matzah shmona dina zahav, harei elu maaseh sheni. Okay, so I'm dropping down below in the Pnei Moshe where he explains it. This is, keep your finger there, this is about another, probably a third from the bottom. He says, de'ka'amah shmona shel zahav u'pruto, in other words, if it's a shmona shel zahav, which is, you know, pieces of gold, or mishkal, some sort of weight of gold, and he finds chamishim sela or matayim zuz, dahainu chamishim sela, shekol sela hu 4 zuz tzuri shu dinarin. And Yomei is referring to that. Yesh shem shmona shel zahav shem shavim, because you can have a gold what? Well, we don't know, but that can be equal to shavim chamishim sela slaim or matayim dinarin. But therefore, it's considered maaseh sheni. So that's going to be referring to. If he says, oh, I've got 8 gold, he could be talking about the weight of gold or eight something of gold, it could be anything, but it's shovi. Again, it could be what he found. However, the final case back to where up to, however, shamat, if he says, shmona, sorry, dinarei zahav, liyesh dakis, umatayim finds chamishim sela, umatayim zuz, or shmonim sela, achar kach, umatza shmona dinarei zahav, but either way around, harei elu chulin. Why? Because the simple understanding in that situation is since it says 8 gold coins, of that particular denomination, and what was found is not equivalent in value. It could be a different type of coin, but it's not equivalent in value. Therefore, clearly, it's a different bag that was left there, not the bag we're referring to. And the original Maaseh Sheni bag has been switched, and what you found there is a different bag of chulin. That's why it says harei chulin. So those are like the four cases that we're dealing with now. Now, why are we mentioning here? If you look at the very end of that long Pnei Moshe, it says, because our mission is referring to the difference between dinarei zahav and zahav. When someone says gold coins and simply just gold, that was what we just saw in the Mishnah, right? Litra zahav, or if he says dinarei zahav. So since we just mentioned that distinction between dinarei zahav and zahav, what we just did now, by quoting that brayta, is in the context of Maaseh Sheni, or finding coins that could be paid in Maaseh Sheni, also differentiate between when he says shmona zahav or dinarei zahav. That's why we did it. Okay, so, Kol Tov, have a good day.